Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
The statistics suggest 1 in 4 people suffer from some form of mental illness. Yet many of our family, our friends, and fellow church members suffer in silence while we don't know what to say or to do. Here's encouragement from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We find helpful insight from Amy Simpson as she shared from her personal experience and from her book, Troubled Minds, Mental Illness, and the Church's Mission. Here's a touching call we took from a listening friend and the encouragement Amy shared in response.
Hi, Amy. Thanks for taking my call. I just turned the radio on and just heard your discussion. It just really touched my heart because my family has been just devastated by mental illness over the years. My mom was diagnosed manic depressive bipolar, and she was hospitalized in and out of the hospital many, many times. I mean, countless times, like between 15 and 20 times. And then both of my brothers, I'm going to choke up here, they both died. And as a result, partly of mental illness connected with chemical dependency. And I made a commitment to my little brother last May, when he was on his deathbed, that I would do something about it. I think education is a great place to start. So I'm really looking forward to getting books and just learning how, as a follower of Christ, to help to address this devastating issue.
Sorry about your loss, but thank you for sharing. And it's our hope that this program will be a start and some help, and you'll find the great help in the book. Amy, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, my heart goes out to you, and I think we've had probably some similar experiences. But I'm really sad to hear about your brothers, and know that that's just a devastating loss, and that you continue to experience the loss of your mom. I would think my experience has been that mental illness means losing someone over and over, which is extremely difficult to live with. But I will say I can hear, you know, the budding redemption in what he says and in his voice, and I can just testify to God's redemptive power. God is in the business of redemption, and nothing is beyond the reach of his redemption. He can redeem these painful experiences in our lives. And I have seen God do that in my own life and in my family's life. And that doesn't mean that it doesn't hurt anymore. It doesn't mean that it's, you know, we have easy answers. It just means that our pain is not, does not hold him back from being able to do his good work in and through us. You know, one of the things that he mentioned, education, and I think one of the things that people like me have is a responsibility to share our stories and to advocate for other people who maybe aren't at a place where they can find the courage to talk about their story, or they're not at a place where the person, their loved one, will really allow them to share their story.